share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A COVID-19 patient at Hospital Pulau Pinang, HPP, claims that he was abducted and forced to be placed in the intensive care unit, ICU, against his will. After testing positive for COVID-19, Astro Awani reported that the man, identified as Effendi Mode Yusuf, who has been receiving treatment for a week, had uploaded an audio recording on social media, claiming that he was healthy but was forced to use an oxygen mask. He also claimed that he had only gone to the hospital to be tested for COVID-19 but was admitted for treatment at the COVID-19 ward instead, according to NST. Effendi then contacted the COVID-19 post-mortem movement, GPMC, to ask for help to get out of the hospital. Certain individuals, who claim to be friends with Effendi, have even started the hashtag #BebasEffendi, Free Effendi, on social media to urge the doctors on duty to free Effendi from the ICU, reported Utusan. However, Penang Health Director Dr. Ma'arof Sudan said in a statement that Effendi was admitted to the ICU ward as he was classified as a Category 4 patient. He said the results of the initial examination showed a decrease in his blood oxygen level to an alarming level and oxygen therapy treatment was subsequently administered. However, a further examination found that the patient's condition was critical and needed to be stabilized with a ventilator. The intensive care specialist and ICU medical officer has informed the patient and his family members of his critical condition. The hospital has also repeatedly explained to family members and the patient about the risks that could endanger the body and life of patients if they do not allow the hospital to provide such treatment, the statement said. However, the patient still did not agree with the treatment that was recommended and applied to be allowed to return at his own risk. For illustration purpose only, the statement added that the hospital is still keeping Effendi in the ICU for monitoring even though he refuses to receive oxygen therapy or be put on a ventilator as his condition is still critical and he is at risk of spreading COVID-19 to other individuals if he is allowed to return home. The hospital also denied that the patient was not given food while in the ICU. It said that patients in the ICU are given liquid food like milk to facilitate the digestive process and avoid complications. The hospital is always concerned and will continue to monitor the patient while providing regular feedback to the patient's family. Therefore, it is reminded that the public and patients who have any questions, complaints or suggestions can contact the hospital directly for the improvement of services, the statement said. Also read, close contact tracing and soft flouters among causes for rising COVID-19 cases in Sarawak. Source: Berita Harian. Source: Utusan. Source: Berita Harian. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.